Our guest today, the band Soulive, has vocalist galore on their new album called Breakout with Ivan Neville and the great Chaka Khan. Plus, visiting us today with the band, Reggie Watts from the Seattle-based band Maktoub. They also asked steel guitar whiz Robert Randolph to help out on Hendrix's Crosstown Traffic on the album. The core band is made up of brothers Alan and Neil Evans on drums and organ and Eric Krasno on guitar. And I started our session out by asking Eric if adding vocalists has changed the dynamic of the band now that they're sometime accompanists.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I think one of our, you know, we love being a rhythm section and love supporting, you know, vocalists, especially ones like Reggie and Chaka Khan and Ivan Neville. And I mean, it's, you know, it's amazing for us, but it's, I wouldn't say that we change our whole sound, but we change the dynamic. It's just like supporting, you know, in Rashawn when he's taking a solo, or Ryan, you know, from the horn section. It's kind of, you know, we take on different roles, you know, depending on the situation. That's what we love to do, you know, so it's cool.
You know, the other thing, Neil, I guess you can talk to this. You give the lyric writing over to, say, Reggie. He wrote the lyrics on his couple of tunes, and, mm-hmm. and Chaka, too. You ever taken a hand at it yourself?
Yeah, but it's a completely different thing, you know, when you give it to a person who's actually a singer, because I think it's they hear music differently than somebody would who doesn't use their voice as their instrument. Some people are really great at it and able to hear melodic lines, but it's incredible when you have singers like Reggie and Chaka Khan that, you know, I like to write the tunes more than anything, so it's great to hand them over.
Reggie, what shape was the tune in when you got a hold of it? I guess, what are you going to do first? Maybe She's Hooked?
Oh, we're doing. Ooh. Actually, we're doing. What Can You Do?
Okay. Yeah. What about What Can You Do? What shape was in when you got it?
That was one of those things. Where you guys, how the music get generated?
Well, the tune was done. I'd written it, and I think at that point we had cut the vocals. I mean, we cut the horn section. So when Reggie came in, like, there was this great counterpoint stuff going on with the vocal line in the hook and the horn section. It was one of those things that just clicked right away, but the tune was done. Mm-hmm. And Reggie, I remember you came in the studio and it was like, wow, he just sat there at the end of the counter, and like the next thing he was like, okay, I got it. He just started singing it. I was like, that's it.
Wow. Is that unusual, Reggie?
No.
not for Reggie.
No, I'm always last minute guy, but like, I write better under pressure, I think.
With that song, actually, in recording that song, I'm pretty sure you did that in one take. It's nice when that happens.
Yeah, it's very nice, very rare.
We didn't have to pay him as much either.
Why am I not surprised about that, though, for a band that, you know, has made so many live albums? I mean, did you guys do this stuff one take? I'm not surprised. All right, let's stop talking about it and hear some of it. We'll start off with What Can You Do?
All sure. Right.
Around you in the
So happy that this is happening today. It is Soul Live Live, Reggie Watts on vocals. What Can You Do? One from the new Breakout disc. Soul Live Live. You guys are just getting warmed up. Why don't we just go into another one? You want to just keep Reggie going or what?
Yeah. Let's do She's Hooked.
Yeah.
The party kept on going on, but happy, but then change came around. I was on the magic down the road, everything I noticed, yeah. But she's hooked, and nobody knows. She's always looking for the better, but she's out of control, yeah, yeah. But she's hooked, and nobody cares. She's always looking for another. Story goes, you was very happy on the day that we rolled down to the beach, telling each other little secrets, little lies, eventualities that would separate our lives. But she's hooked, and nobody knows. She's always looking for the better, but she's out of control. Yeah, yeah. She's hooked, and nobody. She's always looking for another affair. Sunshine, it was a mission statement. Got down on her two-way pager. She was off to Paris, France, doing what she could for the dance. Making money on the side is what she loved to do. She's good and nobody knows. She's always looking for the better, but she's out of control. Yeah, yeah. She's good and nobody cares. She's always looking for another. And nobody knows. She's always looking for the better, but she's out of control. Yeah, she's hooked and nobody cares. She's always looking for another affair.
The shy and retiring Reggie Watts singing today was Soul Live, as we're listening to the tracks done live from Breakout, the new album, with many guests. We've mentioned a few of them. This is the portion of the interview where we ask you to tell stories on some of these people. What was it like for you guys working with Chaka? I assume that people were, you know, Rufus fans back in the day.
Definitely. Yeah. She's a great person. You know, she invited us over to her house. We went over there and hung out and listened to tracks. And you know, it was cool. We met actually at a show. She came out to see us in L.A. And Ira, who is also produced the song, is a good friend of ours and was working with her and brought her to the show, introduced us, and she actually, by the end of the show, she was on stage singing and playing drums a little bit and hanging out, and she was just having a good time. So literally the next day, you know, she I got a phone call like, oh, come by Chaka's house and bring some music and whatever. So we went over there, hung out, and she was like, yeah, let's do it. So next thing you know, we were in the studio cutting the song. So that was it.
Eric, I'd love to you talk a little bit about doing Hendrix's Crosstown Traffic when Robert Randolph gave you another guitar player to play off of.
Wow. Well, you know, that I love Robert's playing, and we've been working together for a while, you know, since he started playing on the scene. And so we knew we wanted to do something together. You know, we wanted to bring him in on this record, but weren't really sure what. And we'd been working on our own like arrangement across town traffic, so it was just kind of an obvious choice when he came in, because he and I have both talked a lot about how much we were into Hendrix and all that kind of stuff, and having him play that it was perfect. It was made for him to play, so you know, that was a great experience. And he's just, you know, a monster player and really cool cat, so that was a lot of fun.
Well, tell you what, I hadn't asked you, but could you guys maybe do a version of that for us?
We'd love to.
So you have to imagine Robert doing that little part.
He's here in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really glad we asked for that. That is Crosstown Traffic, Soul Live, playing live for us today on the cafe. Eric, is it intimidating to play, you know, another guitarist like that's one of their signature songs? I mean,
Definitely. You know, he's the greatest. He changed the whole way everyone plays. So I think it's more just paying tribute.
Yeah. We'll put it that way. Definitely. Yeah. Well, it's so great to hear you guys with the horn section. And Alan, Neil, thank you guys so much for being with us today.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
A real treat. Soul Live, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks to Soul Live for joining us today. That new album, Breakout, is available at our World Cafe CD store, which is just another portion of what you can find at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.